Hallelujah. Can you just lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord tonight? Just go ahead and say, Lord, let your kingdom come tonight. Go ahead and bless His Majesty. Shibrande bilata kabratos ko prende shila brota siya balata. Keni mina kambranda shabaratenda subriatenda kabroso barata. Embada katabashala balakambandos komprende sila balata. Shikebelende briata kabrakos ko prende shila balata. Ibarata kabrakos ko prende bila shabronde kila kos kabranda shila balata. Go ahead and magnify His name tonight. Go ahead and bless the name of Jesus. Shalabalata bariaten kabrate keskotam bariata. Shikombri la kopa ilata kabranda kandos kobretia. Shikambroto siatamana kamba ruande kisobiata. Go ahead and pray, Lord, let your kingdom come tonight. Let your will be done in this place tonight. Embrila takabashala baraten kabrendo suriata. Shakabala palata kabalata malakam branda boskata. Ibraria tenda baska brane minakam bosko briata tata. Shalabala kabala manakam barande sila balata. Shina manana musande minane namarunda masila baladada. Ina mana namasom brandina soria da bashila bia da da da. Parande niata kambrando sobre inda shila baruas keta. E prata kabasta prata barata kabasto bele bariata. Bele bele kete mena kambrande shila barata enda hata. Ina mana kambro bariata kubasta bate keta. Sepia te kebrata malata. Pande ke brakos ka brati la bos ka priya tande beshila balata. Are you praying tonight? Salabala kabala balata ambaratata. Shele berekete ke breketonde biata. Ambrela kabaratenda kumpre tutala. Rekunde bila bos ke brilata. Simbrela te kabo bariata. Brena sina makamba kabakwa dalata. Shakabala kabala bala samana. Imbarane baroska bro belisata. Shibrela te kabroska tiata. Shekambro beliata kabroko sobiata menata. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And Father, we thank you for tonight. We come before your presence. We ask, Lord, that you illuminate our spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. We declare that the sick be healed in the name of Jesus. We declare that the oppressed be set free in the name of Jesus. Tonight, Lord, we declare, let there be workings of miracles and the hearing of faith. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Is someone excited to be here tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Before you take your seat, I would like us all to join me as we celebrate and honor our Father, Apostle Joshua Selman. Go ahead and honor our Father. I want you to shout and say, Daddy, we love you. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate our Father for the privilege to be standing on this exalted altar tonight. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. I want to celebrate every servant of God in the house, kings and nobles, ministers of the gospel, everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. You are welcome. Hallelujah. I have the mandate from our Father alongside my brothers that will be coming shortly to bring a portion of the word to us tonight and prayers. Quickly, we'll be standing up shortly. We'll be standing up to pray, but before then, I would just like to teach briefly on the topic, spiritual illumination. Spiritual illumination. I would like to encourage our hearts to be open tonight. The Bible declares in the book of James chapter 1 and verse 21, it says, James 1:21, please help me. It says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Hallelujah. Receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. The Bible says, receiving the end of your faith, says the salvation of your soul. The Bible declares that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I would like us to pay attention tonight as we trust God to illuminate our spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. Our Father has taught us again and again in this house that it takes spiritual illumination to reign in life. Hallelujah. Kings reign by understanding. Princes reign by spiritual intelligence. You cannot just see it and expect things to happen automatically. Behind everything that works is someone that paid the price to contend for illumination in that area. Hallelujah. Even God, Bible speaking in the book of Genesis chapter 1 from verse 3, before he began creation, the Bible says, he declares that, let there be light. The Bible says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Please, verse 2. Let's go back to verse 2. The Bible says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. So we saw now the expression of darkness, the absence of illumination. The Bible says the Spirit of God hovers over the surface of the deep. I believe that before God began the creation, I believe that he created the earth first in his Spirit. Therefore, the Spirit of God, the Bible says, hovers over the surface of the deep to ensure that everything is in place as God has intended it. But we saw that nothing came to be until verse 3. The Bible says, let there be light. And there was light. So we saw that light came and then every other thing began to be in place. Hallelujah. You have to contend for light. If you want things to be in place in your life, if you want things to be in place in your family, the first thing you must contend for is light. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 6. We are going to read down to 9. Now this is David speaking. It says, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou madest him a little lower than the Elohim. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. Thou didst set him over the works of thy hands. Next verse. Says, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things, all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things under him. Hallelujah. When God created man, the Bible says God gave man dominion to rule, to govern the earth, to multiply. But the psalmist now contemplating that what happened to that man that God created, that although you have put all things on that man, but as it is now from the position of man, we do not see all things on that man. Verse 9, please. Let's go to verse 9. It says, but we see Jesus, although we do not see man. But the Bible says we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of the dead, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. So, we are able to see through Jesus. And therefore, that glory came back. Hallelujah. That man was created with glory and honor. Man was created to rule. But the Bible says, we do not yet see that man. But by the grace of Jesus, the Bible says, now we see Jesus. That means our eyes became illuminated through the person of Jesus. So now that glory was restored to us. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1, it says, arise and shine. Say, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So you are not arising to shine because you want to shine, or because you desire to shine. But it says, because thy light has come. Until light come, you cannot shine. It takes light to put things in place. It takes light to legislate. It takes light to rule. The Bible says, through wisdom, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 3, it says, true wisdom is a house built. Say, by understanding, it is established. So it takes light to make things established. It takes light to make things to be established in this realm. So if you think all you will do is just to wish or to desire that one day something will just happen, a miracle will happen, and everything will work automatically, it will never come. Hallelujah. You have to go for light. You have to trust God to illuminate you enough in that area that you are trusting Him before things can be in place. So He says, arise, shine, for your light is come. Then the Spirit of the Lord is risen over you. You will never shine until your light has come. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. We are going to be taking the reading from 15 to 19. Okay, it says, wherefore I also, after I heard, this is Paul speaking now, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of faith, give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. This is Paul speaking here, that after I heard that these people love God, and I saw their faith in God, they loved the saints, but the first thing I did was to give thanks for them. Secondly, then I prayed. And now this is his prayer, verse 18. It says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That means your eyes has an understanding. Hallelujah. That means your understanding has an eye. Pardon me, please. It says that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory in his inheritance in the saints. Next verse. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards what? Who believe according, 19 again please, according to the working of his mighty power. Hallelujah. Although God has promised us great and exceeding blessings, but the Bible says until we pray that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. If you cannot see it, you cannot get it. In this kingdom, the Bible says, as we behold, we become. So he says, son of man, what seest thou? Although I have prophesied concerning you that you are going to be a king to the nations, that you are going to be a prophet to my people, but can you see what I am seeing? Son of man, what seest thou? The Bible says, he declares, he says, I see the rod of an almond tree. And the Bible says, according to that which you have seen, now I will hasten my word. So the word of the Lord can only be quickened when you see it. Although you have been prophesied to that you are going to become a priest in your family, although you have been prophesied to that you are going to become a business mogul, you will never become that thing until you contend for light. Hallelujah. It says that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. In this kingdom, it takes spiritual illumination to become anything that you are trusting God for. Can you see it? Can you see it? God is calling you. He's telling you, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to become. But He's asking you tonight, can you see what I am seeing? If you cannot see it, you cannot get it. You cannot see it, you cannot become it. Hallelujah. What seest thou? Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 11. Son of man, what seest thou? What can you see? I needed to be sure of your sight that you can see. That means you can limit God if you do not contend for spiritual illumination. The performance of the word is dependent upon your spiritual illumination. Although God is great and powerful, if God speaks over your life, if you do not contend for understanding, for spiritual illumination, that word may never come to pass. Can you see it? It takes light for the performance of the word. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2, the Bible says, "And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. Then it set me upon my feet." The Spirit entered me when he spake. So each time we encounter the word, it causes us to take action. The Bible declares that the labor of the fool, the Bible says, wearieth every one of them. Why? He says he knoweth not the way to the city. Not because there is no way, but because he do not know. He refused to contend for light. So the Bible says he's a fool because he do not know the way. That means a fool is one that his action is not consistent with the word of God. Hallelujah. It takes spiritual illumination to know the way. Until the spirit of revelation enters you and illuminates your spirit, you cannot take action. Action is only prompted by spiritual illumination. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 15. The labor of the fool. The Bible says, wearieth every one of them. Hallelujah. Now, quickly before we pray, how to become illuminated or how to get spiritual illumination. 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1. It's a long reading, but we'll be very fast. 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1. The first step to become illuminated is to go for light, is to contend for light, contend for spiritual illumination. You have to desire it. You have to take it by faith. You have to trust God to help you to contend for light. The second step is persistence. That is, you have to remain persistent, digging the word of life. It says, it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Next verse. And Elijah said unto Elisha, "Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel." And Elijah said unto him, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they went down. Hallelujah. Remember, the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God. It says, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophet, then you will prosper. So he understood this. He says, as the Lord liveth, because I want to prosper in this thing I'm seeking for. He said, I will not let thee go. Next verse, please. Next verse. And the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today?" And he said, "Yea, I know. Hold ye your peace." Hallelujah. Just like many of us while we are about leaving home, our colleagues or our neighbors told us that, "Are you aware that your rent is about to expire?" And you told them, "Just wait, let me go to Koinonia and contend for light and return." Praise the Lord. He says, hold your peace, because I'm about to contend for something great. Next verse, please. And Elijah said unto him, "Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he said, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they came to Jericho. Now from Jericho, they went down to Jordan. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 6, please. Verse 6, because of our time. And Elijah said unto him, "Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan." And he said, "The Lord liveth." The same thing again. Next verse. Verse 7. Okay, next verse, because of our time. Now these were 50 men of the sons of the prophet. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. The third step is that what? You have to pay an extra price. You have to go the extra mile to contend for spiritual illumination. You cannot stay on the same level with everybody and get spiritual illumination. Hallelujah. The Bible says he followed him. They went the other side. Hallelujah. Next verse. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee." And Elisha said,
I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Now I know that you have been able to pay the price. You have contended this far. You have persistently wait and look after me. Now, it is time to ask for what you want. What do I do for you? And the Bible says he asked for a double portion of the spirit of Elijah. Now, he did not ask for the anointing upon Elijah. He asked for the double portion of his spirit, because he is aware that anointing follows mantles. So he said, let me get lay my hands on your on your mantle, and I know that your anointing will follow me. Hallelujah. Next verse, please. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me, spiritual illumination. You have asked for a hard thing. If you have asked for my anointing, I can just lay my hands on you and you will receive it. If you had asked for my anointing, I can speak words and it will come over you. But what you ask for is a double portion of my spirit. It is a hard thing. So look at what Elijah said. He said, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Hallelujah. He wasn't talking about just his physical departure. He was talking about a spiritual illumination. If you can see my spirit, as my spirit is being lifted. Because in this kingdom, it's as you see, you become. He demanded for the spirit upon Elijah. So that if you can see when my spirit is lifted, then my spirit can come upon you. Next verse, please. And it came to pass that as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Next verse. And Elisha said, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. Hallelujah. The first thing the Bible says, and Elisha saw. So he cried, my father, in other words, I have seen your spirit living. Therefore, I make a demand, let that spirit come upon me. Now, if we read further, just because of time, I'll just paraphrase. Why Elijah was being taken by a whirlwind, he refused to even drop his mantle. But because Elisha cried out, I saw you, my father. The Bible says the mantle fell off him. And then he picked the mantle. Now he went back to the river. I said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? The Bible says he parted the river. And immediately the sons, the 50 sons of the prophet, the Bible says they saw him. And they said, of a truth, he says, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Hallelujah. Now, if you read down, the Bible says, and they came and they what? They bowed unto him. I declare tonight, as someone will be leaving this place, the spirit of our father will rest on you in the name of Jesus. When people see you tonight, they will say, of a truth, the spirit of Apostle Joshua Selman doth rest on you in the name of Jesus. Can we rise up to our feet as we pray? Go ahead and pray. And say, Lord, tonight, I contend for light. I contend for spiritual illumination in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Shabrante kebratenda subriata. Go ahead and pray. Lord, I contend for spiritual illumination in the name of Jesus. I receive that staying power to persistently wait until that spirit come upon me in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Lord, I receive the grace to go the extra mile. I receive the grace to go over. I receive the grace to pay attention until that spiritual illumination come upon my spirit in the name of Jesus. Is somebody crying tonight? Is somebody praying tonight? Leprate kabashkate enda botkata. Rekete kebrakete kebalanda maskota liata. Umbrella takateska broto sobriata. Irateke teke brakete ketoso beleta. Shakabariande ke brotas cobra dilata, rakete ke breketo sobaleta, ibrela combo koto sobaleta. Lastly, I want us to pray. I say, Lord, open my eyes. The Bible says, and Elisha saw him.
when he was being lifted. Can you pray? I say, Lord, open my eyes in the name of Jesus. I contend for spiritual illumination.
Just make sure you are praying in the Spirit. For the next 10 minutes, please don't stop praying the Holy Ghost. Please, ushers, protocol, just allow anyone who wants to take any position you like. I don't know what you are trusting God for. You have had a message, but I came to stir you up to pray for the next 25 minutes. We are going to be launching a vapor of prayer, contending for life. You know the area you are trusting God for. Stop asking God for money. Ask him for life. He said the spirit of a man is the candle. Light up my spirit, oh God. Shatakato patalatiata. Impatataketo poa. Esuatatarita. Impatatakito. Wapita latakito. Shataketa, shataketa, shakataka, 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 shatatata, shakatata, shakataka, shakatata, shiataketa, shataketa bada. Please pray. Wherever you are, under the sound of my voice, cry out for light. Lord, show me light in my finance. Show me, oh God, for the light shine in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. I'm tired of this level. Show me light. Show me light. Show me light. Shatakataba. Are you praying? Are you praying? Don't be conscious of prayer point. Don't be conscious of prayer point. You can choose to take any position tonight. For the next 25 minutes. Make sure heaven is hearing your voice. Why is my ministry not growing? Why is my family in trouble? Shine your light, oh God. Shatakatakata. Shakatakata. 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 Shatatata. Shakatata. 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 Shalatakataba. We're praying. We're praying. We're praying. You have heard the word. Contend for illumination. Paul prayed. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. That the eyes of your understanding, that he may be enlightened. Shatakatakatakata. Shatakatakuta baita. Eswatalaita kuata. Eswatatata katuata. Ebrakatakutopo. Eliatatapa. Ebatakitopoto. Eliatatata. Shalate. Shakata. 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 Shatata. Shakata. Shakata. Shatata. Shakata. 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 Shilata pata. Shatakataka. Oh, Sitapata. We're taking a journey tonight. Lord, give me light, oh God. Open my eyes, oh God. I am tired of studying no revelation. I am tired of being an ordinary Christian. No power, no grace, no anointing. Show me light. Show me light. Show me light. Show me light. Concerning my marriage. Concerning my ministry. There is a prophecy over your life. Don't think it will be fulfilled like that until you contend in the spirit. Pray. Pray. Don't ask God for money. Ask God for light. Lord, illuminate my path, oh God. Shine your light upon me. Shine your light upon me, oh God. Let my testimony be like that of Job. Job said, in the days of my youth, in the days of my youth, Shata Ketopata, when he shined a light upon me. We are praying. Shatata, 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 Shatata. Shalata kata. Is a man always to pray? Man always to pray. If you are not praying, what do you call yourself? Mothers pray. Fathers pray. Stop blaming your husband. You need light. So shall the light break forth. Let my light break forth. Let my light break forth. Let the scale fall off of my eyes. Let me see, oh God. Shalata kitopa, satata, shalata, azuata latiata. Whether you feel like lying down, just make sure you are praying. In the midst of challenge, do you know what to do? Light, oh God. Lord, illuminate my path. Shitopaliatakata. Jesus came to be baptized like every other man. The Bible said, while he prayed, the heavens were open. The heavens were open. Light, open up the city gate. Shatupalite. Azita palita. This session is to make you pray. This session is to challenge you to pray. That you may be able to dig. That you hit some spiritual aquifer. Shalata paita. Some of us are still looking. Some of us are still looking. Tonight is you and God. You are not praying for anybody. You are not praying for your neighbor. Tonight is you and God. Shatakito patiha. Zatototototoha. Zatototototoha, 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 Atakatakata, Atakatakata, Shakata. Pray, light, oh God, light, oh God, Lord, lighten up my path. Job said, in the days of my youth, when the candle of the Lord was upon my head, Shatakata Bayata, let that of your belly flow. The rivers of living water. Pray. Pray. Life. Shatatata. Shakwatata. Shatatata. Shakwatata. 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 Shatatata. Shakwatata. Shakwatata. Eluata katapa. Eluto palita, zata katakito, pratakute, etatatakutapa, impratatakuto. It's a cry of the heart, a longing of our soul, that life will pray for. We are tired of trial and error. We are tired of this walk. We want to walk up. Shito palite. Ikwa tatakula tuati ata. Epa tatatata. Shatatakata. We are praying. We are praying. I came to lead you to pray. By the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. But we don't know how to pray as you ought to. The Spirit is helping your infirmity. Quicken us, and we will call upon your name. Quicken us. Quicken us. Quicken us. Shito palite. Ask what was wrong. Shatatakatakata. Shakatakatakata. Shakatakatakata. Shatatakata. Shakatakata. 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 Shatatata. Shakatata. 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 Shalatapa. Life. Pray. Pray at last, let us reply. Send us help from Zion by illuminating my path. Shatakata kutana, suta baliate, satatakito balite, etatakula dita, epiata, eswaswatite. Pray, pray, don't just depend on miracle. Lord, let me understand your word. Let this book be open. Let it be open. Ah, Sitopala. We are still praying. The grace of prayer is upon us. Some of us, when you go back, you will not be able to sleep until you tarry in the place of prayer. Fire is coming upon us. fire of the Holy Ghost to be able to tarry in the place of prayer enough for 10 minutes, enough for 30 minutes. Shilatia. Satakutai. Satapanite. Sataketopaita. Empratatakute. Iata. 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 Something is happening to us. I told you are not praying for your neighbor. You are contending for life for yourself. Thank God for corporate testimony. But Lord, shine your light in my path. Shine your light. Shine your light in my home. Shine your light in my finance. Shine your light in my marriage. Shine your light. I'm tired of guesswork. Tired of trial and error. Tired of being a Christian. No grace, no people. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to show us a scripture to challenge us that we pray. 1 Timothy 1 verse 18. Why do we pray? To ward off all the arsenals of the devil upon our life and destiny. Daddy has told us again and again that prayerlessness is a pride. And the Bible says men all always to pray and not to faint. Tired of 10 minutes prayer. You set alarm to wake up, alarm is ringing, you are pushing it out. Something must be at work in you to wake you up. Beyond alarm, you wake up to tarry in the place of prayer and say, Lord, give me light. You have been asking God for money, that's why it's finishing. It comes into your account, you withdraw and spend it, finish. There's no light. Jesus himself knew what to do. Stop blaming your husband. Give me light. Some mothers need to take their children to the altar of prayer. Drop him there and stay there in the place of prayer. And watch and see whether the God of heaven will not intervene. 1 Timothy 1 verse 18. This is Apostle Joshua Selman speaking to Promise. I saw it in the scripture that he was speaking to me. He said, this charge I commit unto you, son, Promise. According to the prophecy which went forth. When before on thee, that thou mayest do what? War. There are some prophetic words that as they declare it will come to pass. But there are some you have to take them to the prayer room and say before Zion travail. You keep quiet. You are in this app. I can tell you one thing in this app, there is excess favor. Daddy said if he stayed 24 hours, nobody favors him, he will go for a retreat. Some of us have stayed 6 months. 6 months, and you kept quiet. Some of us, you keep calculating your phone calendar. When will the month end so that salary will come? Don't you know that is what is supplied from heaven? You can go to God in the place of prayer. Jesus was at the camp of Tarshish, nothing happened. Until he prayed. Others were being baptized. They would just wear their clothes and run. Jesus said, no, something has to come upon me. The Bible said, why he prayed and suddenly the heavens opened. This city must open unto us. He said, I charge you that you war. What are the prophecies that has been spoken over your life? Deuteronomy 2:24, he said, behold, I have given unto you Sihon and the Amorite, the king of Heshbon. I have have given you to begin to contend with him in battle. This Christianity of crossing your leg and waiting for everything to happen. We were not designed to live by miracle. The Bible says men all always to pray. So if you are not praying, where did you put yourself? He said to his disciples, say, pray that you will not fall into temptation. Jesus came and saw them at the temple. They were exchanging, buying and selling. He was not against of buying and selling, but the place where they were doing it, he chased them out. He was not against the business. But if you are not praying, your life will be like a place of buying and selling. There is no gate. Anything can come into your family like that, nothing. I told God, I said, make this little boy a gate to my family. If anything wants to come, let him pass. Let him hit me. There was a time they threatened the apostles. They said, this thing you people know, keep quiet. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, they went to their company and they locked themselves. The Bible says they prayed and the place where they were shaking. And if you cannot hit some certain, you cannot hit some certain spiritual aquifer by just doing morning devotion. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. We are going to pray again. We are going to challenge the gate. The gate, every gate, standing for the progress of families. I'd like you to put on your priestly garment. Because in the next 5 minutes, we are going to dive into warfare. Let me show you a scripture. Nehemiah 4. Nehemiah 4. Nehemiah 4:14. We are still praying. This is Nehemiah speaking. He said, and I look and I rose up and said unto the nobles. You know, sometimes when you are praying, people thought you don't have job. That's why you are praying. This is Nehemiah speaking to nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people. Be ye not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. Fight for your who? Your sons. Your daughters, your wife, and for your house. So if you don't fight for your son, don't be surprised what your son is going to come home with. If you don't fight for your wife, don't forget your wife is working. She will return home from work. Her manager or her boss will speak to her. Fight for your house. I know you know the things that is confronting you in your house. Is someone ready to fight for his wife? I told you some of us, in this next prayer session, just take your husband, drop him at the altar of prayer and stay there. You have advised him enough. You have counseled him enough. Just take him, drop him at the throne room of prayer. We're going to lift up our voice in the next 5 minutes. That devil of lack, the demon of poverty, the demon of stagnation, that satanic power standing against family, we are going to take authority by the blood. We are fighting, putting down every stronghold. Pray. Shatakatakitopa. Pray. Pray for your wife. Pray for your sons. Pray for your daughter. Pray for your husband. Pray for your home. Shataka, shataka, shakata, 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 shakata. Pray. Some of us, your parents are not born again. Lord, give me the souls of my parents. appear unto my father in dream. Lord, appear to my brother. Appear to my uncle. My uncle can smoke. He can drink all kinds of things. Begin to contend with me. Pray.
Raise your voice and pray tonight. Contend for your family tonight. Contend for your spouse tonight. Contend for your sons and daughters. Raise your voice and pray tonight. No more sickness. No more invasion of hell. No more invasion of lack. Invasion and signatures of hell are over tonight. Contend for your family. Contend for your spouse. Contend for your daughters. Contend tonight. Contend for your parents. Contend for your siblings. Paradaba, Dagabarega, Dabaregata, Darasco Babela, Deracatada, Bela Bombaya, Gelabaya, Paras Kepata, Kepeketeke, Kepopandreketea, Payaska, Pecopandragila, Skepeketeketegata, Paraba Broke Baya, Dela Copandila, Payaske Parua, Dela Para.
Pray tonight. Content. Your family must not remain the same again. Your home must not remain the same.
Arababababababa. Bello poco si pagata. Kerabababa. Palabaya. Lepa copara. Kelabaya.
Send back it. That visitor from hell. Send it back it. Every plant my father has not planted that is growing in your home, send it out now. Send it out now. Command it to be uprooted. Every plant that God did not plant that is growing in your life, growing in your marriage, growing in the lives of your children, growing in your family, command it to be rooted out. Command it to be uprooted. Contend for your family.
I ask a palota, a barabababa, sepekete bagata, barabaya, bande baragete, skipagata balaba, orabababa, kelebopo skipagata balabayada, sepekete bagata barababia, barabashila gata, skepekete barabalia, somba balabakatea.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. We're still praying tonight. We're going to be contending for personal growth and transformation. I'm sure you have heard it time and again while Apostle taught us that everything you are looking for is also looking for you, but not this version of you. The version, the transformed version of you, when it comes to play, those things will locate you. You can go around searching for things and scouting for things, but that is the hard way to go about it. There is a way you can be transformed in God's presence, and those things you are chasing, they will find their way to you. I'd like us to look at Luke 9:29. Luke 9:29, we are still praying. Luke 9:29, while Jesus was praying, verse 29, please. It says, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. This was on the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus was transfigured, and a portal opened. And he saw Elijah, he saw Moses. While he was on earth, a portal opened. He became another man. The encounter you are looking for is looking for a transformed version of you. The jobs, the promotion, the spouses, the rent, the houses, the things you are looking for, they are also looking for another version of you. Somebody, you are going to be contending tonight that this version of you would disappear and a superior version will emerge. Raise your voice tonight for an emergence of a superior version of you. An emergence of a superior version of you. This version. Get tired of this version. Get tired of this version. Let a superior version of me rise up. Let a dynamic, a new, an improved, a superior version of you come to limelight. Alabaya, erabababababa, erabagatabaya, arekotopalila, konda bayada, skepeketebagada. Somebody's praying tonight. Raise your voice and contend. Contend for personal transformation, for personal growth. Elebo babarianda, shabagada baya, kerabada baya, sabande barakita bande, toparabagila baya, kerabayana ba, shabagada ba, kepegete bara, bora baba baba, sabako sepegete, skipagada bala ba, baraba baba ya, kerabaraska ba, lebaraska, sopagete pegete bara. Bala baropea, supa katala, kambeketea, kela bara baba baba, bara skilaba, skopambe, bara skepo, bora, daga, dega bara, daska bara, bara legeata, skobolobogo baraba, kela baraba yala, skambolobogo se baraba ya, sembelebo prende ketea, se baba 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 baba. Kola barabaya la bagada, sambe kete barabila, sopra kete barabila katana. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. I'd like you to please take your seats briefly. We're going to be rising in a short while to pray again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Galatians 4 verse 1 and 2. We are still contending for personal growth and transformation. It says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, deferreth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Verse 2. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Now we can see clearly from these two verses of Scripture that this heir, who is the inheritor, who is supposed to receive inheritance from either a father or a predecessor, the Bible says, though he be Lord of all, though his name has been affixed on inheritance, but he cannot lay hold of inheritance because he's a child. I want you to know tonight that your inheritance and your destiny and mine is at the mercy of personal growth and transformation. If you don't grow up, you will not be able to lay hold of what belongs to you in destiny. You won't be able to lay hold of it. Just like in the natural, The same way, literacy and physical growth does not happen by passage of time. You have to apply yourself to grow up physically. Same way you need to apply yourself to grow up spiritually. The same way you can't develop mentally. You can't develop a quality mindset. You can't develop very good and professional ideologies except you apply yourself to learning. Same way in the spirit. Until you apply yourself to learning the word of God and to spending time in the place of prayer, you will not grow. Growth does not come by passage of time. That's why it's not enough to say I've been attending church for 20 years or I've been born again for 30 years. If you are not doing something about your spiritual growth, it will just be passing of time without anything necessarily happening to you. It's important. Like this verse of scripture says, the verse 2. It says he's placed under tutors and governors. So in addition to you applying yourself to learning the word of God through diligent study and through discipline of sitting down to learn, the Bible also makes us understand that you need to submit yourself to a mentor, to a tutor, to a governor, to someone that has gone ahead of you in the field or endeavor that you are seeking to grow in. It will not just happen by passage of time. It will not just happen by only physically attending church services. You need to apply yourself diligently to learning the word, sitting down with the word, and then also submitting yourself to uncommon mentors, to tutors, to disciples that can help in providing guidance and raising you up to come to learn and to come to maturity. Hallelujah. We can see in the story that, you know, my brother earlier on shared about on Elijah and Elisha. Elisha desired a dimension of grace like he had seen at work in the life of Elijah. But it wouldn't just come on him just because he's a son of the prophet. He had to apply himself. He had to follow doggedly. He poured water on the hands of Elijah. He had to learn the ropes. And he followed and went on all the way until that thing dropped on his life. What you are looking for is also looking for you, but you need to transform into that version that thing can apply and can come into your life and it will fit into your life. Imagine a little boy whose father owns a fleet of cars. And then the boy, maybe because he's been playing with toy cars, one day he asks his father, "Can you give me this car?" I'm talking about a live car now, not a toy car. The father will say, "Yes, I can give you the car, but not now." Because this boy, the version of him that desires this car, cannot drive the car. It will be an accident going somewhere to happen. So there are a lot of things that we desire from the Lord. Some of them we prayed about them over and again, and they are yet to manifest in our lives. And the simple reason why those things have not come is not because God doesn't want to answer or because he hasn't heard you. It's because this version of you cannot even handle the things you're asking for. Hallelujah. Just like that little boy, he can only play with toy cars. He cannot drive a real car. Hallelujah. Elisha desired this double portion, but he had to follow through till the end before it came upon him. We can see it all over scriptures. Different people that God raised up, but until they came to stature, they could not really experience the fullness of what they desire. 1 Peter 2 verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. It says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So it's talking to newborn babes there, but this same principle applies to adults in the faith or middle age in the faith. You still need to desire the word of God, the milk of the word, the meat of the word, the strong meat of the word, the honey of the word. You need to desire it and go after it. Like it's often said in that famous quote by the wise man, it says the proof of desire is pursuit. You can't just desire a thing and think that's sufficient. Your pursuit is what shows that you truly desire it. Many of us have desired time and again the grace and anointing upon the angel of this house. And you are saying, oh God, give me the anointing of Apostle Selman. It won't just come on you like that. There is an architectural framework that you need to develop in your spirit man for that kind of grace to rest. If not, it can come and overshadow you and even consume you. Hallelujah. Amen. If that foundation is not in place, that grace cannot rest on you. So it's important for you and I to contend continuously for personal growth and transformation. Put yourself under discipline. I'd just like to quickly take you through four things that can help us. The first is you need direction. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10. It says in Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10. If the iron be blunt and it do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. We can see there that if the iron is blunt, if our lives are not duly sharpened, we will just make it difficult for God to accomplish the kind of things he wants to accomplish through us. But when your life becomes sharpened and polished, God will be able to do mightier things than you are experiencing now. And then he closes that verse by saying, wisdom is profitable to direct. We need direction. And this comes from the word of God, because this is the book of wisdom. We need direction. Direction concerning the mountain God is sending you to go and take. Like we learned during witnesses, that there are different mountains that God is dispatching different kingdom people, kingdom agents, to go and possess, to go and take over for him. And you need direction concerning that mountain that God is sending you to, so that your preparation can be in direction of that mountain. The next thing is you need discretion. You need to learn the word. You need to put yourself into know-how. Verse 15 of that same Ecclesiastes 10 says that the foolish man, it says, the labor of the foolish, I beg your pardon, wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. There is a know-how that you need to acquire. That know-how is what will help you to know the steps to take on your way to where you are going. I don't know if you remember, as Apostle taught us, that the word of the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The lamp unto your feet is guidance. The light unto your path is direction. There is a place you are going. There is light for that direction. But you need a lamp unto your feet. The step-by-step choices, decisions, relationships, and things you need to do on your way to where you are going. Hallelujah. So you need to learn the know-how. The third thing is you need to put yourself under a discipline. That same chapter, verse 16 and 17 says, woe to you, O city. Verse 16 of Ecclesiastes 10. Let's look at it, please. Verse 16. Woe to thee, O land, when your king is a child and your princes eat in the morning. Next verse. Blessed art thou, O land, when your king is the son of nobles and your princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness. So he's saying there that it is in discipline to eat for drunkenness, not for strength. Hallelujah. So there is a discipline that is required of you and I for this growth. It won't just happen to you. Waking up in the night to pray is hard work. Amen. You need to put yourself under a discipline to fast and pray, to sit down and study the word, sit down and listen to messages. Hallelujah. And take time to go for retreats. The last thing is diligence. So you need direction. You need to know how to go about where you are headed for. You need to place yourself under disciplines. Disciplines to submit yourself to a tutor. Discipline to submit yourself to an uncommon mentor. Discipline to study and learn the word. And then you need to be diligent. The Bible says, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And then it goes on and on. Diligence is also required. Personal growth will not fall upon you like ripe cherries fall off a tree. You will have to apply yourself to it. Somebody once said, as I'll soon be calling us to rise up to pray, he said, if you wake up and you find yourself in success, you have not been sleeping. Hallelujah. You have not been sleeping. You must have been burning midnight candles. You must have been spending time in diligent study. You must have been spending time in retreats, in fastings, in praying, in submission to mentorship. Success, where spirituality is concerned, does not just happen. It takes diligent application of yourself to this thing called personal growth and transformation. Just like a bodybuilder, somebody that wants to go to the Olympics to lift the cup, he will not just go there and start lifting metals. He must have been applying himself at home. He must have submitted himself to a trainer that would tell him or her the kind of diet he should be on and the way to jog in the morning and sit up late at night and pick up irons and pump irons before he appears at the Olympics and becomes a star. I see a star rising here tonight in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to rise to your feet one more time, please. I'd like us to please rise to our feet. We're still contending for personal growth and transformation. Just like the Olympian I spoke about. If it was an Olympian in the area of athletics, you cannot run in the Olympics with weights. Somebody tonight, what has been impeding you are weights on your life. You need to shake off those weights. I'd like you to say, in the name of Jesus, I shake off every weight of distraction, every weight of wrong mindsets, every weight of limiting beliefs, every weight of sin. Raise your voice in the name of Jesus. Shake off every weight. Weights of besetting sin. Weights of limiting belief system. Weights of wrong mindsets. Weights of distraction. Weights of wrong relationships. I shake them off. Weights of sickness. Weights of pain. Weights of diseases. Weights. Demonic weights. Diabolical weights. Weights of evil nightmares. I shake them off. I shake them off. Don't forget. Prayerlessness is sin. Shake off that weight. Shake off indiscipline. Shake it off. Shake it off. Wrong relationships. Wrong mindset. Limiting belief systems. I shake you off. Alabakatabaya, Kelebarabakateya, Sopa Barakila Bando, Sopa Pirakas Kabele, Depeke de Barabaya, Kela Barabaya, Paraska Babombebe, Kopa Pirako Prestekete, Depeke de Barande. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want you to declare, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I need to be trained. I acknowledge that I need an uncommon mentor. Today, I submit myself to that mentor that you have sent to me. In the name of Jesus, raise your voice and pray. Pray tonight. I acknowledge I need training. I acknowledge I need to be discipled. I acknowledge I need guidance. I need leadership. I need your help for true personal growth and transformation. I submit myself to the instructions of that mentor you have sent to my life. I submit myself to the training of that discipler that you have sent to my life. I submit myself to the disciplines. Ela bakatabaya. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. 2 Chronicles 27:6. 2 Chronicles 27:6, it says, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. I'm sure you've heard this said before. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. As it applies in academics, it applies in the spirit also. Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways. Somebody, you want to pray for grace tonight. Grace for adequate preparation for your destiny. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, prepare me for the place that you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, raise your voice tonight. Father, prepare me. Prepare me as a sanctuary. Prepare me as a host for your presence. Prepare me for all that you have prepared for me. Prepare me for a glorious destiny. Somebody's praying tonight. Father, prepare me.
Destiny. Prepare me. Prepare me for a glorious destiny. Prepare me, prepare me, prepare me. I must grow, 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 I must grow. As long as I am a child, I differ not from a slave. You can be a child and married. Your condition will be that of a slave. You can be a child in ministry. You will struggle till you give up. Kabilando You are awesome, God of power, Lord of glory. Come and fill this place. You are awesome, God of power, Lord of glory. Come and fill this place. You are awesome, God of power, Lord of glory. Come and fill this place. You are awesome. Kapalaka, tekopa, resekete pakapata. Epentem benta tekopate rekete kete papapapa rekete pompo setekete ekopra stelekai alo silaga ekendola sete. Pray some more and stretch your spirit. Keloka rakata kata sekete kete kete kopata. Holy fire, fall upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, holy fire, burn upon my own. Holy fire, holy fire. Are you hungry? Kabalande shokopate, reketekepate, ekratekopate, eshotekete. Apolatea Rapatan Umria Stelemai Arusala Ekendeliate Apola Sai Akiata Akwaiala Apela Mayai Erekatakalaba Mamamata Ekembelekiate Ekola Tai Zandobia Apela Tai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight is a prayer drill. I don't want us to get tired. Tonight is a prayer drill. You must pray through. You must pray through. For the sake of your family. For the sake of your children. For the sake of generations tied to your destiny. Kapala tekopa. Kentong grastelata. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. I'd like us to take our seats a minute and then we'll get up to pray. I want to thank our Father. I want to thank Him for the trust in giving us these sessions to minister to the people. Thank you, Daddy. We love you and I'm so grateful for this privilege. Please help me celebrate, Daddy. Just 1 minute. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. He says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When you are in need, what is there to help you? Is it your skill? Is it your intelligence, your power, your money? There are places that money gets to and money has no power. There are places that words have gotten to and words have no power. But there is no place grace gets to that grace cannot help. We as humans are beings of need. We will always have needs. As my brother will say, you've spent money. That's why it keeps finishing. Why not spend grace? You have put your CV ahead of you. Why not behave like Esther and say, beyond putting my CV and qualification, let grace come on this thing and open the door. Grace to help in time of need. The Bible is filled with people in Scripture who found grace before they found other things. The challenge with our generation is that this generation is looking for other things before finding grace. We will keep struggling and toiling. We will keep struggling and toiling. We will keep struggling and toiling and knocking our heads on the wall until we come to realize that grace has the ability to buy other things. Praise God. I want us to pray. Our Father will always say that it is what is on your head that attracts what is around you. There is something that can come on your head. And when it comes on your head this Sunday, you won't need to write it as a prayer request next miracle service. Because that thing, what is running away from you, is pursuing other people. Hello, sir. Can you do this contract for us? How much? 25 million. No. I don't do that. Yet, that is something that somebody else is pursuing. I want my ministry to be miraculous and to have the supernatural dimension added to it. But there's a grace. There's a grace. Our Father has taught us. If you keep listening to the teachings, you will know that He keeps insisting that there are graces that are in this house that can solve our problems. He meticulously followed God to get them. Because He knows I will need it. My children unborn will need it. Praise God. If you can attach your results solely to the works of your hands, then grace is not at work. Where there is the God factor, grace is present. The question is that in every of our equation, where is the God factor in it? Grace has to be there. So we're looking for the same position together with someone. And that person has somebody on his head, on something on his life to compel results. It doesn't matter if it is demonically driven. It is the spiritual one that gets results first. They will separate the natural from the spiritual. Then if the two of them are spiritual, they will separate the higher one from the lesser one. That's how it works. There is a grace to say no. Many people are wondering, why do I need grace? I have my intellect. I can do anything. I can solve equations. I can solve things. In this kingdom, you need grace for everything. Even to say a simple word as no, you need grace to say no. You may argue with me, but you've not been able to say no between 12 midnight and 6 a.m. for like 5 years. To sleep for 30 minutes. Just to say no to sleep for 30 minutes. Go and find out. Without grace, it's a daunting task. Grace to say no to the works of the flesh. This thing was wired in our body. To say no will need another grace to force us to comply to the disciplines of the gospel. Praise God. Our Father keeps teaching us week upon week. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Week upon week, He keeps commending us to the word of God's grace. Every time He comes, He teaches us this grace called favor. This grace called honor. There's a grace called favor. There's a grace called high favor. There's a grace called honor. There's a grace called double honor. There's a grace called wisdom. There's a grace that compels things to you. It's called an akazo. You stop chasing them. They all are looking for resting places. As my brother has said, Minister Kayode, that these things are looking for a higher version of you. They are looking for where to rest to. Their purpose is not to be fulfilled in the realm of the spirit. The purpose of that mantle is not in the realm of the spirit. Nobody is sick in heaven. The purpose of that money, no spirit is spending money. None. Nobody needs husbands in heaven. First time they pay bride price, they retrieve it. Second time, they retrieve it. Third time, they retrieve it. Something is not wrong. Something is not on you. Ruth came from a family where the husbands used to die. Who will go there? Ruth was a Moabitish woman, but she found grace in Naomi's sight. And even Boaz looked and said, I'm a spiritual man. Even though men die there, I will not die, because it's grace we are looking for. Please just help them. Grace. Daddy keeps week in, week out, saying, content for this thing. Stop looking for money. Stop looking for promotion, chasing men. No. There's something you can have. They will call you on your phone. It's true. It's true. It can't be a lie. I know several people who they just call and say, do you know how to do this? No. Okay, find somebody who has a company. Huh? It's you who are giving the contract. You don't know how to do it, but find somebody that owns the company so that you will have the money. Grace. How long will we pay to walk in the miraculous as students of the Spirit? Can't something come on my life and allow the cripple to walk? Can't something come on my life that can make me call help for somebody else from outside the country? Can something come upon my life that demons don't, I don't need to announce my presence, such as I have? Can't something rest? But week in, week out, We will remain like that except something happens. First Peter. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Apostle keeps giving us knowledge about grace. But the Bible lets us know in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7 that you can be ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of what? The truth. That's why tonight was put like this. Because if you keep amassing knowledge, grace is supposed to multiply, but it's not happening. And the reason is because there is something to be engaged to force grace to work. Head knowledge is not good enough. In the kingdom, there's a difference between a child and an elder. A child can have knowledge. Praise God. All the sons of the prophet, when they talk to Elisha, they say, do you know? It means all of us know. But it's only Elisha that became an elder. Is it not written in your scriptures that healing is the children's bread? Is it not the children's bread? Why are the children still sick? Why are they not healed? When you read James chapter 5, it tells you, it says, if anyone is sick amongst you, let him go to who? It's your bread, but it will take elders to serve it. Yes. Yes. It's your bread. It belongs to you, but it will take elders to serve it. That's why we keep coming every week and sitting under this grace and listening to our Father and listening to Him intently and contending for those graces. These two can work in my life. Praise God. Praise God. We'll soon rise up to pray. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. Then we jump to verse 44, 45. 1 Kings 18. Grace. 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 It says, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of what? This is a message. This is a revelation. Yes. That there is a sound of what? So the same way you can argue with somebody and you say, I know about favor. Now I've heard Apostle Joshua Selma. Who doesn't know favor? The fact that we all know it does not mean the grace for favor is at work in everybody's life. Praise God. This is a revelation. Jump to verse 44, please. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, please jump to verse 40. Go back to verse 43. Pardon me. And Elijah said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, do what? Go again seven times. So in verse 41, you have had the revelation. It's called awareness. I'm aware there's something called honor. I'm aware there's something called influence. I'm aware now that there's something called a destiny helper. I'm aware. But what will come on me for the destiny helper not to pass me? When that thing comes on you, that's when you will know that your neighbor has been your destiny helper for 2 years without you knowing. 43, please. 44. And he said, quickly, the signs have started. It may start with 100 naira recharge card. This is what he's trying to say. It's going to a million, but it will start with 100 naira recharge card. That you didn't work for, that you didn't pay for. Grace will give you the 100 naira recharge card and wait for you to say thank you. Then you'll say, I will do more. Please keep going. And get thee down that rain stop thee not. The next verse. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel on a private jet, on the best chariots in the land. Next verse. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab unto the entrance of Jezreel. This is grace. That when it comes on you, the first thing it does is that it swallows 10 years. when it comes on you, the first thing it does is that it will bless you. Then go and advertise the testimony to your mockers and say, you have mouth before to talk. Oh, yeah, start praising God now. But there was something that came on him, a grace that came on him before the grace of God caught speed on his life. So you now see that speed is a grace. He said he prayed 7 times. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And we're done and we get up to pray. If you follow the things you are learning this night, your prayer life will keep rising. You see why we pray now? You think because we are Apostle Joshua Selman, so we want to do ministry, that's what? No! Our destiny, our children, they can't beg for bread. They can't. Our parents beg for bread. Why should we now beg for bread? And I will pour upon the house of Koinonia and upon the inhabitants of Abuja the spirit of grace and what? I call this the mother of all graces. This grace will give birth to the grace called favor, give birth to honor, give birth to lifting, give birth to ever increasing success. Prayer. Prayer. Hallelujah. The first grace you need is the grace of prayer. So that when our Father teaches us, you go back to your secret place. And as my brother said, you begin to war with it. You cannot be sleeping when demons are pressing you. Like your neighbor who demons are not pressing. That person is sleeping, nobody presses them. They are pressing you and you are sleeping too. No! They are waking up to a good meal. You are not. And you are not burning the midnight candle. There's a grace that can make you read the books you bought. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your voice and say, God, according to the teachings in this house, impart grace on my life. Impart grace. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Shekepato. Ekretekete. Kapato kata. Lord, let something come on my head. Let something rest. Let it. Of the graces in the house, I want them in my life. Seketakopo, ekreteko, kanto, sete, eketeka, rekotopato, arakatapato, eprotopopopopopota, aketekete, akotekete, lokosete, aparosete, akreteketo, eketeka, apelo sete. Are you praying? You cannot be ordinary. A kind balata. Shekatabala. And pretekete. What of the grace for prosperity? What of the grace for help? What of the grace for the anointing? What of the grace for revelation? What of the grace called access? Shekateka. Come pretekete. Alika ekato ekepetekato okedebato poto ebretekatekatekato seketekato apretokopoto apila katapato ebretekatekato zigabalate ekopate. Pray wherever you are, all around the nation. Cry out. Shekopate, Akrusala, Epoaliata, Enkombalate, Epilata. Pray for your children. Pray for your destiny. Kebalata, Epilata,
a Kambalata, a Kombayata, a Kretekia, a Rus. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. This has become one of the most favorite scripture of our Father. I can't go back the same. No, this is koinonia. I heard about koinonia. I can't go back the same. I can't. Shakabata. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, towards me, that I, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. How God anointed Jesus of Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. The anointing is a grace. It's a grace. As long as there is good work to be done, we have many people who have attempted to help others without obtaining help first. That was their sin. But you need grace to help. Grace to help. Grace to help. If I want to help you, God must first help me. You're going to be praying and say, God, every grace I need for my next level, I have this available in this house. Pour it on my life. 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 Kapeto kopata. Akreteketa. Arusatai. Akembeletai. Ekembala. Shikapata baka. Ekranta da 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 da. Ekandolatai. Ekombalatai. Ekobiate. Ekretekete. Pour it on my life. The grace for the next level. Pour it on my life. Pour it on my life. Pour it on my life. If it's the grace to say no, put it on my life. Put it on my life. The grace to wade away every weakness and infirmity. Put it on my life. Let me accept it. Let me penetrate it. Let me enter into it. Kapalata, ekopaya, arusata, elombayata, ekebayate, okrestekete. I will never be the same. I touched your grace. My life must change. I will never be. We're praying. Kapata kapa. Kepata kapata, pakosa taka, ekapateko, plastekete, ekapata, apreteko, ayataka, empaya, elosaya, ekaita, ekambalata. Haya, haya, teketeka, keteketa. Are you insisting? Are you praying outside? Are you praying in the basement? I cannot be the same. Seketeko, keloteka, akreteke, ekaba, abayate, okayate, etolate. Hallelujah. Last scripture, let's pray about this. Galatians chapter 2, verse 21. Last prayer point for this session. Let's read it together. The first line. 1, 2, 3, go. I do not frustrate the grace of God. It is possible to frustrate God's grace. John the Baptist's father was about to frustrate the grace of God. They say, take deafness and dumbness. Because if you utter words, you destroy. The word of God says there is a lifting up. And you join your enemies to say there is a casting down. Grace will say, oh, I would have helped you. I would have supported you. But you have frustrated me. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, take away whatever frustrates your grace from my life. There are graces in koinonia. It can work for me.
Just go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Shila barateke beda boko barada bana bakaba. Inkabaru teke beda boko barada boko bo. Shata kabarata. Mambarata kabana bakabarada bana bakora gabada bakaba. Come on, are you praying? Shida babaranta kabaru teke beda boko. Fresh grace upon me. Fresh grace upon me. Banta kabara takabada bokoba shata kaba ingrata kabaru takabala takabaru takabana anda kaba shata bara dabana makai inkabara takabada bokoba shagabala dabaka inta kabara takabada bokoba shida babarata inta kabaru tokobana makaba shata kaba ikabara takabaku takabateke. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Fresh grace upon me. Fresh grace upon me. Fresh grace upon me. Fresh empowerment upon me. Shila barateke benemakaita. Itake baruteketeka. Abababarateke benemaka. Ishateke baruteketeke. Bariataka banakai. Imbabarateke bakurata. Ila babarata kabanaka, iba babaruka tatatua, ika tatatata, atatatatatata, atatatatatata, atatatatatata. Come and pray. Another measure, Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Come and pray. Grace can increase. Grace can multiply. It says the angel came and he measured 1,000 cubits. And it was to my ankle. But because of hunger and desperation, on account of faithfulness, with the measure committed, it says he came again. And he measured another 1,000 cubits. And he was to my knees. Grace can be multiplied. Grace can increase. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000 measure. Hey, another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Measure 1,000 cubits upon my ministry. Measure 1,000 cubits upon my family. Measure 1,000 cubits upon the works of my hands. Horetekebanahai. Barasutekeba. Avavanata kaparute, ita kakarua takabate, ashaga karato, ika parua takatika, ira gababa ratakai. Tai, abanana kambala taka, ishalabanda kabrana makonde, bariana makonde kabrati, ragababanda kabaria taka. Oh, show up for me tonight. Now unto the Lamb upon the throne, we raise a sound. We raise a sound. For you are God and God alone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now unto the Lamb upon the throne we raise a sound. We raise a sound.
We thank you for tonight. Please, you can have your seats in God's presence. I also have the honor tonight to bring also a portion of the word in conclusion. So I like for our hearts to yet remain open, because God is set to do business with us tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I just want to bring an exhortation along the lines of warfare. Hallelujah. All my brothers have done beautifully. And just by way of a cap up, I just want to speak along the lines of warfare. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5 and verses 19. There is fire in the house tonight. It says, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. The requirement for wickedness to be featured and captured in your life is only to be born, as far as this kingdom is concerned. You don't need to have anything. You don't need to do anything for wickedness to seek to be featured in your life. Just the fact that you are born, just the fact that I am born, is enough license for darkness and the kingdom of hell to begin to plunge all kinds of attacks in our lives. Praise the Lord. I'll not be teaching anything different. But I'll just see how I can talk about how all of the points that my brothers have shared translates to weapon in warfare. Praise the Lord. The first speaker began to talk about light and illumination. Let's turn our Bibles to Job chapter 29 and verses 4. Job chapter 29 and verses 4. He says, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Praise the Lord. So that means there is a season in a man's life that is most convenient to contend for the secrets of God. Hallelujah. So that means it is not a blessing if it is in your old age that you're contending for the secrets of God or for the illumination of the word of God. So it says, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle. Next verse. It says, and when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me. Next verse.
when I washed my steps with butter and the rocks poured me out rivers of oil. Can we jump to, just go back to verse 2? Something I'm looking for. Let's see verse 1. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Let's see 3. It says, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. So that means spiritual illumination can translate as a weapon in the hand of the believer to wrought victory as far as the attacks and the onslaught of darkness is concerned. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60 and verses 1, it says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It says, behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. It says, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen on you. So that means the accuracy of your prayer point in contending against the kingdom of hell is not to pray that God take away darkness. It's to pray for an equivalent light that can superimpose on the darkness that buffets you. Hallelujah. Because scripture tells us that darkness will continue to increase and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you and I, and his glory shall be seen. Why? Because of the excellency of light. So light in the hands of a believer can translate as a weapon of warfare. John chapter 1 and verse 1. John chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. It says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The final verse. It says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It was not life that confronted darkness. It was light that confronted darkness. What qualifies you and I as a child of God is life. But what qualifies you and I as sons in the kingdom is light. In this kingdom, we don't war with life. We war with light. That is why, although you are born again, you still experience all kinds of oppression. Demons can come to you at night and oppress you. Yes, you carry the life of God, but has that life been converted to light? So the prayer tonight is, Lord, I contend for light. I know I am a child of God, but yet I go through all kinds of plethoras of attacks, of oppressions, of infirmities. It is possible to be called a child of God and still experience oppression. Why? Because of the absence of light. So light can become a weapon in your hand. Weapon number 2. Knowledge. Knowledge can become a weapon in the hand of a believer who rise up shortly to pray. Psalms 82 and verse 5. It says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Next verse, please. It says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But it says, you will die like one of these princes. Why? Because you know not, neither do you understand. the believer is not sent to the entire world, but you are sent to your world. Amen. So what part of the mysteries of God do you not know that is the reason for the foundations of your life to be out of course? Your finances are out of course because there is something you do not know. Your family is out of course because your family can be a world, a subset of the entire world that we live in. Amen. So what do you not know around family life that is the reason for the foundations of your home to be out of course? So knowledge can translate as weapon in the hand of the believer for warfare. When you look at the meaning of the word knowledge in English, it gives us a very limited expression in meaning. But when you begin to look at the word knowledge in Greek and Hebrew, the meaning can be diverse. Amen. There is the word for knowledge called eidos, which means to be aware. There is also another word for knowledge which means epignosis. That means you transit from the point of being aware of the dimensions of God or the knowledge of God to the point where you understand it. It takes understanding to wield your weapon spiritually. It says, teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Is that English grammatically correct? Certainly not. You don't teach your hand. So that means it is saying something deeper than that. It takes knowledge to wield your weapon spiritually in warfare. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. It says, we have been made kings and priests unto our God. Praise the Lord. And on account of that we will reign forever in the earth. Scattered throughout, especially the New Testament, you see the word kingdom scattered around the New Testament. And the word kingdom is a very interesting word. It's coined from two words, actually. The word king and the word domain. Praise the Lord. And you and I have been created as kings and priests. Amen. So it is your priesthood as a believer that makes for your relevance spiritually. But it is your kingship, the excellency of your kingship, that makes for your establishment on earth. So that means it is the degree to which you wield your priesthood that your kingship will find expression. Because your kingship is only needed in the earth, not in the realm of the spirit. That's why when God created us, He gave us earth as our domain of exercising this dominion and authority. Praise the Lord. So he says, have I not said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you will die like a mere man because you do not know. Hallelujah. The fourth is transformation. Transformation can also translate as weapon in the life of the believer. John chapter 1 and verses 12. It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become. So what do you need power for in transformation if there is no resistance? Amen. The reason why it takes power to be changed, the reason why it takes power to be transformed, is because there are resistance that wants to keep you down at the level that you are. There are altars that continues to fight us. So it takes power to become. So that means there is a warfare dimension of transformation. There is a reason why although you bought all kinds of books on finance, yet you can't read them. The stature, the stamina, the discipline to stay put and read those books, you think it's just ordinary. You pick your Bible to read and then slumber comes. You think it's ordinary. But the moment you switch on a TV channel, all of a sudden you are alert. Because of the resistance. Amen. So the level of your transformation can translate to weapon, a weapon and power in your hands as you wield them in contending against darkness. If God is helping us, say amen. Finally, as I wrap up, Isaiah chapter 62 and verses 6. We'll read to 7. It says, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. It says, ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent. The last verse. It says, and give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Go to the preceding verse, please. Verse 6. It says, I have set watchmen who will call upon the name of the Lord day and night and will give the Lord no rest. Praise the Lord. I want to attempt to highlight the word rest. Go back to verse 7, please. Now, when you study through our scripture, you see that the greatest need for every spirit entity is rest, including the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Including the Spirit of God. Because man is the only complex creature that God created that can give a full expression of his spirit. Because spirits have nature. Spirits have characters that seek expression. Praise the Lord. So what you call rest, the rest of a spirit, is when it finds a human body to inhabit. Just follow me carefully. Luke chapter 11, verses 24. We'll read to 26. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest. And finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house, whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. The last verse. It says, and then goeth, and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. The goal is to seek rest. They enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Now when you study the entire creation story, many a times the average believer has this narrative that the reason why God rested was because he was done working. No. The reason why God rested was because he had created man. The reason why God rested was not because he was done working. It was because he had finally created a creature that can give him that rest. Now, just follow me carefully, please. Now, when you study the account of Noah and the ark, it mentions two strange birds. A raven and a dove. And the expression that was given concerning the raven is quite interesting. The Bible says when Noah sent out the raven out of the ark, he sent the raven out of the ark, not out of himself. Time will not permit me to go there, but you can just take the reference down, Genesis chapter 8 from verses 6 to 12. When he sent out the raven, he sent out the raven out of the ark. But when he sent out the dove, he sent out the dove out of himself. So that means prophetically speaking. Now remember, when Noah sent out the raven never came back. Which is a revelation of the character of Satan. Because Satan moves against the will of humanity. Whether or not you want him in your life, he will move against your will. Amen. So that was why when Noah sent out the raven never returned. Because the character of Satan is to oppress men against their will. But when he sent out the dove, for every single time the dove never found a resting place, the dove returned. But the last time that Noah sent out the dove never returned. Now, fast forward many years later, a strange man came into the scene called John the Baptist. When he was in the wilderness, Jesus gave him a sign. God gave him a sign. He says, whoever you see, the Spirit descends upon and remain. He says, that is the Son of Man. So, no wonder when the Holy Ghost descended upon Jesus, he came in the similitude of a dove that Noah sent. We're going somewhere with this. So, the dove, when it rested on Jesus, the Bible says it remained. Because the dove finally found a resting place. Now, go back to Isaiah 62. Go back to Isaiah 62 and verses 6. We'll rise up shortly to pray. It says, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Yea, that make mention of the Lord, keep no silence. Next verse. He says what? And give him no rest. Now, when the Lord says you should give him no rest, it's not saying you should disturb him. Approach him with this level of spiritual intelligence. In that, oh God, I want to enter a covenant with you. I know that your greatest obsession is rest. So, this is the bargain. Because as for as long as cancer is in my body, I can't give you optimum rest. For as long as I'm in lack and poverty, my life cannot give you rest. So this is the bargain. Until you make my life a praise in the earth, you cannot find rest. Please just be on your feet. We're about to pray. God is giving us light. As you go back home tonight, this is the bargain. Call God into a board meeting and say, oh God, I know your obsession is rest. So why will my life be buffeted? Why will my life be in oppression? Why will affliction still be lingering in my life? So this is the bargain, oh God. Make my life a praise in the earth, and my life can give you rest. Lift up your voice and pray. Is someone praying? This is the bargain, oh God. Insist until my life is made a praise in the earth. Insist. You cannot have rest in my life until my life is made a praise in the earth. Holy, 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 holy. Is someone praying? Is someone praying? Shababarande kabalata, regabele de bakora kabanaska, ikaparute kabanaka.
The Lord.
He's the Lord God.
He's the Lord.
The earth is full. So we're singing our holy, holy, holy.
Rakabanda silaba rakabana. Is someone praying? Is someone praying? Cancer leaves now. HIV and AIDS die now. Very quickly before I leave your face, if you're here tonight and you have not given Jesus your heart, you have not made him your Lord and your personal Savior. We don't have all the time to catch yours tonight, but if you fall in that category, please, I'd like you to begin to make your way to the front right now. Celebrate them. Or you may have given your heart to the Lord, but at some point, because of the cares of life, you have derailed. Please come forward. Saints of God, celebrate them. Please come forward. This is an opportunity to give your heart to the Lord. Don't expect us to close our eyes. Please come forward. The Lord bless you. We congratulate you in the name of Jesus. I believe that there are yet more people who want to give their heart to the Lord. Please celebrate them some more. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. It says, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. I believe strongly that there are two more ladies who are yet to be out here. Two more ladies who are yet to be out here. Jesus is waiting for you. The Lord is waiting for you. Two more ladies. There are more. You are the reason this meeting was put together. Wherever you are, in all of the overflows, please run forward. Run forward. Grace has found you tonight. The mercy of God has found you tonight. What an honorable decision you will ever make in life and in destiny. If there is anything worth celebrating in our lives, it's because at some point in our lives, we had to make this decision. We don't amount any much aside from the grace and the mercy of God. So please come out. We're waiting for them. Thank you for the harvest. Thank you for the harvest. Thank you for the harvest. Both young and old, is a young lad coming out. We celebrate you and honor you. Praise the Lord. You would have known by now that in this great house, we don't preach messages of condemnation. Our message is from the heart of love and from a standpoint of love. So I'd like for you to pray this prayer with every sense of determination and strong will of decision. Praise the Lord. Please lift up your right hand and place your left hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. I say, Lord Jesus, I come before you tonight, unable to help myself. I agree that I've sinned against you and I've come short of your glory. But regardless, I believe that you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again for my justification. I receive the gift of God as eternal life into my spirit. And I decree and I declare that I am born again. The power of sin, the power of the grave, the power of death is broken in my life. Forward ever and backward never. And based on the authority of Scripture, we declare you born again in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son,
And in the name of the Holy Spirit, saints of God, can we just stretch out our hands and pray for them? The Bible says, unto him that is able to keep them and preserve them from falling, we present them to you tonight. And say, Lord, keep them, preserve them. The power of hell is broken in their life. We declare them born again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Please kindly look at your left, which is my right. You see a gentleman holding up a placard. Just follow them. They will guide you. And please do well to comply with them according to the instructions that they gave you. Saints of God, can we celebrate them? In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Come on, keep clapping. Keep clapping.
Come on, can you go ahead and celebrate the Lord? Can you go ahead and celebrate the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 Come on, were you blessed this evening? Please, can you celebrate our ministers? Thank you. Please do well, celebrate them. Oh, yes. What an awesome moment. What an awesome time. Can you please take your seat for a moment? Just listen to a few announcements before we'll be out of here. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, men of God, for that powerful time in God's presence. I bring you warm greetings from our father, Apostle Joshua Selman. Yes, hallelujah. You might have observed, if you follow the social media, that he has not been around. He's out of the country for a conference, and we hope to have him back within the week. Amen. Please, during your own personal time, do well to put Apostle Selman, our father, in prayers. Uphold him in prayers. There's a whole lot demanded from him. Keep him in prayers. Your prayers is one of the best things that you can give to him. Amen. Just a quick announcement before we leave. We're glad to announce to you that next week, Sunday, which is the 10th of October, will be the practicum for the School of Ministry. Is anyone excited? Amen. Maybe I should just explain it. The School of Ministry is actually a platform designed by this ministry where we train, we raise, and we equip people and release them into the society that they become ambassadors of the values and the culture of Christ. That wherever you go in society, you should be able to have people who uphold the values of this kingdom. Amen. And for this, our first set in Abuja, next Sunday will be the practicum for those students. And I want us to come expectant, come with a heart ready to receive. They have been trained intensively for over 5 months, and there is something they have to dispense. Amen. So come expectant to receive. Hallelujah. Please, can we rise on our feet? Can we rise up on our feet as we share the grace? Amen. After the grace, please do well to greet your neighbor to your left and to your right before we leave. The grace, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Shalom. God bless you.